Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go! Jets win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it. Allen tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece Lightning, 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast, number 95 for the Jets.
Listen. Thank you.
This is Play Like a Jet.
My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And we're going to talk some NFL draft the day after Christmas as we get ready for the big bowl games that are coming up. Obviously, the big ones always come up at the end of the year and then into the new year. And now we've got the college playoff system. So a lot to talk about in terms of guys to watch and then guys on these teams that aren't going to play that you should keep your eye on later on when we go through the draft process. And so for that, we bring in our friend who is the owner and founder of WalterFootball.com, Mr. Walter Cherepinski. Walter, what's up, brother?
Not much. Ready to talk the draft with you. It's hard to believe that draft season's almost upon us. But yeah, that's what tends to happen after Christmas. So yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. Walt, as you know, always my pleasure. And I think it's especially important to go through these games because there are some guys that are going to play in these matchups. There are some guys that aren't going to play in these matchups. So this is our way of being able to tell people who to keep their eye on in these games. And then the guys that aren't going to play, who to keep their eye on later on that you won't see in these games that you might see in some of these all-star games later on and that you might also hear about. We'll begin with later today. We've got Bowling Green and Minnesota. Texas State takes on Rice. And Kansas versus UNLV. Anybody in those games worth paying attention to? And anybody on those teams that's maybe skipping the bowl game that we should keep an eye on later?
The one team that stands out, and we'll see if they actually play, is the Minnesota players. They have two defensive backs on the team worth watching out for. And in fact, you can see one of them enter the first round, although I think that it's more likely to be in the second round. That would be Tyler Newbin. He's a big safety, very physical, instinctive player. I have him in the second round to the Packers right now. The other Minnesota defensive back is Justin Wally. I think he's going to be a good fit in the slot in the NFL. He can prevent separation. He's a pretty solid player. I don't have him in the first two rounds, but he was pretty close to making the cut. And he's one of the top corners who didn't quite make the second round. So I think when we expand to the third round, he's going to be there.
Tomorrow, we've got Vermont and Tulane. North Carolina and West Virginia, of course, we know who the star of North Carolina is. It's the quarterback, Drake May. Louisville and USC, we know who the star of USC is, the quarterback, Caleb Williams. And Texas A&M takes on Oklahoma State.
Yeah, so obviously the two quarterbacks, USC, North Carolina, you have Caleb Williams and Drake May. Unfortunately, we're not going to see Caleb Williams. In fact, USC is a big underdog in their game. That obviously, you know, stuck to play. Generally, a lot of these players like to skip these bowl games just because, there's really no benefit to playing them. North Carolina has some other players though, worth watching out for. Cedric Gray, linebacker. I think he's going to go maybe third, fourth round. He's a pretty productive player at school. Not sure about his physical limitations, but, he could be maybe a core special teamer in the NFL. Dace Spaulding, a cornerback for North Carolina, he has a ton of upside as well. So I think that he should probably be probably in the same range, like third fourth round, somewhere around there. Kalen Bullock, safety from USC. He's someone to watch out for with Caleb Williams out. I think he's probably the best player in that. For USC in the game with Williams out, and Bullock is a really instinctive safety, and I always love those instinctive safeties because those guys can play right away. So I think he's probably second, third day pick. Jonah Monheim, USC tackle, he is probably a day three prospect, but he could maybe sneak into the third round. Those are some of the players worth watching. But with the quarterbacks out, I think that there's still some good players to monitor.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Thursday, we've got SMU and Boston College, Rutgers and Miami, North Carolina State and Kansas State, and Arizona versus Oklahoma. Some pretty good matchups there.
Rutgers has a player, which is kind of shocking. Max Melton is someone that we've had in the near the end of the first round for a while, dating back to when we were doing our mock draft before when we were doing a 2024 NFL mock draft before the 2023 NFL draft took place. We would have like Max Melton at like the end of the first round. He slipped a bit, but he's still going in the second round of our mock drafts. I think that he probably sneak in there. And Miami also has a defensive back who can go day two. James Williams, safety for Miami. He's a pretty big player. I kind of wonder if he's going to move to linebacker in the NFL, but he really moves pretty well for someone his size. So those are some of the players to look out for that game. Arizona, Oklahoma has some players. Tyler Guyton is a tackle for Oklahoma who could go in the first round. He's a really big player, but he has really great athleticism for someone his size. I currently have him going at the end of the first round, but we've had him going earlier at some point during the season, so he can probably get in there. And then Danny Stutzman is a linebacker for Oklahoma, really instinctive linebacker. Again, like safeties, linebackers, I really like those sort of players because they don't take long to transition into the NFL. So if they also come with other upside, they could be really good in the pros. Oklahoma, that Oklahoma game is some guys to watch out for as well. Like those two guys could be, but they could both be top 60 picks.
Friday, Clemson takes on Kentucky, Oregon State versus Notre Dame, Memphis and Iowa State, and Missouri takes on Ohio State. That's a pretty good matchup to end the day.
Yeah, so you want to get to Clemson first. They have a bunch of guys who are going to be in the NFL. Nate Wiggins is probably the best player. A tall cornerback, great athleticism, great quickness. We have him going in the top 20 of our mock drafts. There's a chance he could be the first corner off the board, probably second or third. But this cornerback class is pretty talented. Then you have Rook Ororo. Love that name. He's a huge frame, great upside. He can play in the 4-3 and the 3-4. Is a really talented defensive lineman. We have him going in the second round, but we've had him going in the first round at times. I think that he is a pretty decent range. Wouldn't surprise me at all if he made it to the first day, but probably going to be round two. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is a son of the former great Eagle linebacker. He is in the NFL draft, and he has a chance to be the first linebacker off the board. He flashes all over the field. Love his play. And currently we have him in the second round, but I've had him at times in the first round. So kind of excited to see how he does. Maybe he can help his draft stock out and kind of get into the first round. Barrett Carter, linebacker, another linebacker for Clemson. He makes a ton of splash plays. I have him below Jeremiah Trotter Jr., but you know, with a huge game, he could maybe get ahead of him. Walker Parks, tackle for Clemson. He's probably like a early day three guy. Run blocking, he's a really good run blocker. His pass protection needs work. So he's a bit of a project, but he has upside. Bo Collins, I think he's probably going to go back to school. I don't know if he's announced that yet, but, he's a talented receiver as well. And then you get to Tyler Davis, defensive tackle, really great upside. He doesn't have much upside, but he's been a pretty good player in the college system. So like, he seems like to be like a decent rotational player, in the NFL. Then you get to the Ohio State players. Obviously Marvin Harrison Jr., the best non-quarterback prospect in this class. I suspect he's going to be in the top three along with the two quarterbacks that we touched on earlier. I'd be shocked if Arizona lets him by. He's so talented. And some people call him a generational type receiver. I don't know if we're going to see him play, but I hope we do. But either way, we're going to see him play as a number one receiver on Sundays very soon. But Ohio State has another good receiver, Emeka Egbuka. He was a big time producer in school. Obviously not nearly, doesn't have the same upside that Marvin Harrison Jr. has, but I think he's someone who could go in the first round. I currently have him going number 25 to the Chiefs. So kind of interesting to see two receivers from the same school go in the first round. Michael Hall Jr. is a defensive tackle. I also have him going in the first round. I think he needs to bulk up a little bit, but he's really fast off the ball. He makes a ton of plays. Big upside with him. After Michael Hall Jr., we have JT Tuamalo, edge rusher, also from Ohio State. He has great potential. He needs to be more consistent, though. I would love to see him have a big game. Jack Sawyer is another edge rusher on Ohio State. He has a big time ability. It's funny that Ohio State has two receivers who can go the first round, and then two edge rushers who can probably go in the second round. It's kind of weird to see. Travion Henderson, who might be the top running back in this class, also from Ohio State, really impressive as a runner, a good receiver out of the backfield too. So he could see some work sooner rather than later in the pros because of that receiving ability. Donovan Jackson, another talented offensive lineman. He's a tough blocker. He has good upside. I think he's going to be a guard in the pros, but I think he could go second round, maybe third. I think that's probably about it for Ohio State. Just a ton of players. So that's definitely a game to watch out for.
Saturday, we've got Ole Miss and Penn State. Just as Joe Alt is the big star for Notre Dame, Olufoshanu, the big tackle, the star for Penn State. Auburn takes on Maryland. Georgia, we know the big star over there is Brock Bowers, the tight end, takes on Florida State. Florida State, there's the whole controversy there as to whether or not they should have gotten into the college football playoff, but they play Georgia instead. Florida State has the two big-time receiving prospects, Johnny Wilson and Keon Coleman. And then we've got Toledo and Wyoming.
Nothing from Toledo, Wyoming, but yeah, Penn State is the first school you mentioned, and they're going to have one of the top quarterback prospects next April in Drew Aller. So you can maybe talk about him as well. But I think that Olufoshanu is definitely the one you're going to watch out for. He can maybe end up as the top tackle in this class. It's kind of fluid right now, but I think overall he's probably going to be the second or third tackle in this class. So I could still be in the top 10. So it's someone the Jets could definitely draft. Kalen King is a cornerback who was rated highly earlier, but he's kind of slipped a little bit. Not a great year.
Great year
this year, but Kalen King is someone I think could go in the second round. Chop Robinson is an edge rusher. I think that has a good chance to be chosen in the middle of the first round. Some size limitations with him. I think that's the only concern. He's a really, really good player. Otherwise, a good athlete. Johnny Dixon is another corner from Penn State who is he's kind of taken over as the top cornerback on Penn State as far as prospects are concerned. It was Kalen King for a while, but Johnny Dixon has had the better year. I think that there's a chance that he ends up being the top cornerback from Penn State taken off the board, and I think that there's a chance he goes at the end of the first round. Georgia players, obviously they have some studs here as usual. At the top, Brock Bowers, all pro tight end in the making, I think. And usually not for taking tight ends super early, but I think we could see him go in the top 10. He's just that talented. Georgia also might have the top cornerback in this class in Kamari Lassiter. He has the upside to be a top corner, cover corner in the NFL. So yeah, right now I have him number 22 to the Colts in my mock draft, but I've had him earlier, as high as number 9 in previous mock drafts. Amarius Mims, tackle, another potential top 20 offensive tackle in a class that's really loaded with tackles. I think that he has a chance to go in the top half of the draft. Adonai Mitchell, is mismatched size and speed, a huge upside as a receiver. I think he'll be a second round pick. But if he has a great combine, I think you could see him sneak into the first round. Javon Bullard is a cornerback, a safety, nickel. You can play all over the defensive backfield. So those are some of the Georgia players to look out for. And as you detailed earlier, Florida State has those two receivers. Keon Coleman, I think, is going to go earlier than Johnny Wilson. Keon Coleman's is a big receiver, really good quickness and ball skills. And then you have Johnny Wilson, who's also pretty big. I've heard that some talk that he might move to tight end in the NFL, he's still, I think, going to be a second round pick. So Florida State has an edge rusher, Jared Verse, who had an amazing ACC championship performance to kind of really cement his first round status. I currently have him in the middle of the first round, going number 21 to the Rams. Some NFL sources of Charlie's aren't as high on him, but we published a report about that before the ACC championship. So I wonder if they feel differently now. So I'm curious to see if he continues his tear and continues to strengthen his outlook for the draft.
And then, of course, the big day, Monday, New Year's Day. We start with Wisconsin and LSU. Then it's Liberty and Oregon, Iowa and Tennessee. And then, of course, the two college football playoff matchups. Alabama takes on Michigan and Texas takes on Washington.
Let's break down some Liberty players. Let's get to Alabama. They have Dallas Turner, who's we currently have in the top 5 of our mock draft. He's a tremendous edge rusher. I think that his upside is enormous, and he's like, we've had different edge rushers at the top throughout the NFL draft process so far, but I think that he is probably going to be the top edge rusher taken. Charlie's sources have been gushing about him, and so I think he has a good chance to get there. As far as other Alabama players are concerned, CJ Latham is a tackle who's number 9 in our mock drafts right now. There's a chance like he could play guard as well in the NFL, but he has the athleticism to play tackle. He can play all over the place, really. So I think that he could definitely sneak into the top 10 for sure. Terrion Arnold, cornerback from Alabama, is very quick and athletic. So I think that I think that there is a good chance that he might be a top corner in this class. Maybe the number one corner. It's kind of up in the air right now. But he has a good chance to do that as well, to have that distinction. Then there's our favorite name, Kool-Aid McKinstry, another cornerback from Alabama. He was named that one because his grandma apparently thought that he looked like the Kool-Aid man when he was born, but it kind of stuck with him. He has good size, good athleticism. I have him in the second round. We had him in the first round earlier, but I think like other prospects have kind of passed him. Chris Braswell, he's a good player too. He's a good edge rusher. He's kind of like rotated in with a lot of the edge rushers as they kind of are want to do in Alabama, but he's someone I have in the second round. So Alabama plays Michigan, and the Michigan prospects I think are I'd say they're led by JJ McCarthy. Like he could be probably a top 10 pick at this point, given the need at quarterback. I think that's a little too high for him. I personally like to see him go like mid first round, but you know, I think that teams are going to reach on him just as they usually do with quarterbacks. So Chris Jenkins Jr., defensive tackle. We talked about him last week. His dad is a great player in the NFL, like immense, disruptive interior force. And so his son is the same way. And there's a good chance he sneaks into the first round. Then Texas Washington is the other game. Not nearly as many prospects here. Xavier Worthy from Texas is the best player for them. He's a very shifty receiver, a good length. I have him in the second round. I think that's Jatavion Sanders, a tight end from Texas, another player. There's a chance, except for Brock Bowers, aside from Brock Bowers, he might be the first tight end off the board. So it's someone to watch out for if you know, you're looking for a tight end second round. For Washington, you have Braylon Trice, really talented edge rusher. I have him going number 13 in my mock draft. He's immense upside. So looking forward to seeing him. Roma Dunze, a receiver who I have in the middle of the first round, going number 18 to Buffalo. So, you know, if he goes there, you're going to have to watch out for him. He's someone who's, I think that there is a bit of concern that he has some separation ability. I'm not really too worried about that. I think he's going to be a good pro. Michael Penix Jr., the Washington quarterback. I think he goes second or third round. Kind of reminds me of Hendon Hooker from last year, except that Hendon Hooker was actively coming off torn ACL, whereas Penix has had injuries in the past, but not currently. I think if Hooker were coming off a healthy season, he probably would have been a second round pick instead of a third round pick. So I think that Penix will go in the second round, you know, provided that other stuff doesn't happen. Troy Faltano, tackle slash guard for Washington. I think he plays tackle at Washington. I think he's going to have to move inside with the size limitations. Those are the prospects for the semifinals, and there are a bunch of them. So yeah, I'm looking forward to watching them, as well as, like, you know, obviously seeing who's going to win these games.
Yeah, without a doubt, Walter, I'm looking forward to it too. And of course, we'll talk more about this after the college football playoff happens, and we'll really get a breakdown of what's going on heading into that game, plus all the news and notes, the whispers, the rumors, everything that's going on around the NFL draft. We've still got a couple of months to go, but it's always fun to start ramping up the draft talk this time of year when you're a Jets fan, because unfortunately, the games themselves at this point don't mean anything anymore. So we're looking forward to the draft. Walter Cherpinski, my buddy, who's the owner and founder of WalterFootball.com. Thanks so much for coming on and breaking down which prospects we should either be watching in these bowl games, or the guys that are on these teams that aren't going to play because they're afraid of getting injured before the draft. But at least you'll have an idea of which guys to take a look at down the line then from these teams. Really appreciate it, Walter. You've got draft stuff. You've got gambling stuff. You've got fantasy stuff all year round at WalterFootball.com. It's the place to be, right?
Yeah, we have 2024 and 2025 NFL mock drafts from both Charlie and me on the site. We have draft prospect rankings. We have big boards, draft stock reports. When the Senior Bowl and Combine come around, we're gonna have a ton of reports from Charlie Campbell, who tends to break a ton of news about the draft. So looking forward to what he has to provide. And then we're going to have tons of other content. NFL picks against the spread, college picks against college football picks against the spread, especially for these national semifinal national championship games. We have free agency signing grades. We're going to have trade grades in the offseason, fantasy football rankings, everything that has to do with the NFL. We have it at BostonFootball.com. All the content's free, so come check it out. And thanks so much for having me on, Scott.
Walt, always a pleasure having you on. Make sure you check out everything that Walter and Charlie are doing at WalterFootball.com. Check out everything we're doing at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Some awesome All-22 breakdowns on our channel. So watch our videos and subscribe if you haven't already. YouTube.com/PlayLikeAJet. Visit our store, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinn and Williams Bless You Thank You shirt, Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.